Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Zayin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Ukeshek Negdoy Chashud Vechulu VaAfilu Shavuos Shach. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar VaShivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida, and Sara Bat Batya. So we're moving along here in Perek Kol HaNishboim, continuing with intense sugyos, shas sugyos, from the vantage point of Shvua. Specifically, we're going through the list of nishba v'noitels that the Mishnah mentioned right in the beginning of the Perek. So the Perek began Kol HaNishboim Shabbatayrin Nishboim V'loy Misham, stating that Chazal Misakein, five categories of Nishba V'Noitel. The first was Hasachir. We very much went through that. The second was Hanigzal. We discussed that. The third was Hanechbal. We discussed that, albeit briefly. The fourth is where we're up to right now, and that is the Shekinegdoi Choshed Al Hashvua. By the way, as it relates to the fifth, that is the Chenveni Alpen Kosoi, that is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to today's daf, the Mishnah said that if two people are involved in a Toyim V'Nitoyim, and Kinegdoi is Choshud Al Hashvua, the halacha is that Nishba V'Noitel. So what does that mean? It means two people are involved in some sort of he said. The Nitva right now is Chaya Shvua, which is very often the case. The nitva, were he able to swear, would swear, kol hanishbon shebetorah on nishbon v'loy mishalmin. Being that he's a chashud, he cannot swear. Chazal said, what we're going to do is we're going to be mahapech teshvo. We're going to say that instead of the nitva swearing and not paying, we're going to tell the toiveya to swear and allow him to take. The Mishnah then went into a little bit of a discussion, how exactly do you define a chashad al hashvua? And the Mishnah gave a few examples. The Mishnah said, shekinegdoi chashad al hashvua keitzad, achashvuas ha'edos, v'achashvuas ha'pikodoin, v'afilu shvua shav. If somebody was once found guilty of shvuas ha'edos, or he was implicated for a shvuas ha'pikodoin, even if he was only found to have violated a shvua shav, any one of those three cases would make this person a chashad al hashvua. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, in the event that the person was found to be a mesachik bekuvya, or is a malva beribis, or he bets on yoinim, soichare shvias, in all of these cases, he's deemed to be a chashad al hashvua. What's the halacha by a chashad al hashvua? Shekinegdoi nishba v'noitel. The Mishnah said, in the event that they're both chashudin, so the nitva can't swear because he's a chashud, but guess what? You can't even say shekinegdoi chashad al nishba v'noitel because he's also a chashad. So the Mishnah said, in that case, machlokes tanam. Rabbi Yosi said, chazra hashvulim kaima. Reb Meir said, that loch is yachloiku. Either way, we are now going to tease apart every single aspect of this part of the Mishnah. So again, 10 lines from the bottom of daf mem vav amid beis. The Mishnah said, ukeshenegdoi chashud v'chulu v'afilu shvoshav. So the Mishnah mentioned different examples of somebody that's a chashud ala shvua. The Mishnah said, echad shvua sa'idus v'echad shvua sa'pikotein v'afilu shvoshav. Says the Gemara, maya filu shvoshav. As if there's some chiddish that even someone that is chashud because he violated shvua shav, even him, you have the halacha of shekinegdoi chashud ala shvua. So the Gemara says, loy mi ba yukamar. The way you have to read the Mishnah is loy mi ba yahana. That's pashad those, meaning shvuos ha'idus and shvuos ha'pekodin. This book kfiras mamin, where this person was over a ben adam lamakin. For sure, he swore falsely, but he also was over ben adam lechaveira. Or in the words of Rashi, he's a rale shamayim and he's also a rale brios. The halacha is he would now be considered a chashud, and we wouldn't trust the shvua. El afilu hanami the kfiras dvar ba'amu. Even a person that violated only a shvua shav, which is just kfiras dvarim, it's not also kfiras mamin. It's a ben adam lamakim. It's not also ben adam lechaveri. He's a rala shemayim, but he's not also a rala brios. Even a person like that, loy mehemin, we are not going to trust the shvua. He too will be considered a chashud. So what's afilu shvua shav? Even shvua shav that doesn't involve kfiras mamin. Even a person person like that would be considered a chashad al shvuah. Faith Gemara, but listen, name shvuah's bitui. How come shvuah's bitui wasn't mentioned? Right? We mentioned shvuah's ha'edos. Right? That was the fourth parak. We mentioned shvuah's ha'pekadin. We mentioned shvuah's shab. What about shvuah's bitui? That's the way the Masechta began. Shvuah Shtayim, Shvuah Shtayim Basra, right? Two prokem are named after Shvuah's Bitoy. How come Shvuah's Bitoy is not mentioned in this Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Ki Ktoni Shvuah, Dechi Kameshtabe Beshikr Kameshtabe. The only type of Shvuah our Mishnah wanted to mention is Azasar Shvuah, where at the time that you swore, assuming you swore falsely, it was already a Shvuah Sheker. Ava Shvuah's Bitoy, Dikil, maybe the Pekushta Kameshtabe, but if somebody swears a Shvuah's Bitoy, for example, somebody says, I swear I'm going to eat, or I swear I'm not going to eat. At the time that he makes the shvuah, lav dafka, he did anything wrong. Lo ikatani, azazar shvuah wasn't mentioned. But the Gemara says, tenach, that's all good. In the event that you make a shvuah's bitoy on lehaba, that's the ikka shvuah's bitoy in the Torah, but in the event that you make a shvuah's bitoy lehaba, even if the shvuah is going to end up being l'sheker, but at the time that you swore, it's kushta kamishtabas, he'll tell me for that reason you don't want to mention in the Mishnah. But ochalti v'loy ochalti ma'yikul meimar, we know shvuah's shtayin shein arba. Machloik is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmo, but the Stam Mishnah holds that Shvuah's Bitoy is not only on Lahaba, it's on the Avar as well. Now, if somebody swears a Shvuah's Bitoy on the Avar, the Sheker, at the time that he swore, it was already a Shvuah Sheker. So it's no different than Shvuah's Eid, Shvuah's Apikad, and Shvuah Shav. So how come the Mishnah didn't mention that if somebody is found to have violated Shvuah's Bitoy, it makes him a Chashad al HaShvuah, and now we're going to say Shekinek, the Nishba, the Neidl. So the Gemara says, true, a Betonah, Shvuah Shav, called it on me like that type of Shvuah's Bitoy. The Shvuah's Bitoy of La'avar is included in Shvuah Shav. Why? Because it's very much Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isinyan. Shvuah Sheker, Shvuah Shav, you made a Shvuah, it involves only you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes you into a Chashim. When the Gemara asked why we didn't mention Shvuah's Bitoy, the Gemara meant a type of Shvuah that's actually not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the Shvuah's Bitoy of Lehaba. That's not Shvuah's Eidos, it's not Shvuah's Apakadin, and it's not Shvuah's Shav. So the Kasha was, why didn't we mention it? The answer is, Ki Ktoni Shvuah, Dechi Kameshtabe Beshikr Kameshtabe. I was Shvuah's Bitoy, Dechi Kameshtabe Beshikr Kameshtabe, like Ktoni. But your Kasha is, why we didn't mention Shvuah's Bitoy de Le'ava? That was never even a Kasha. Because that, the Gemara knew, is included in Shvuah's Shav. Meaning it's really Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is. Now, as it relates to Pashup Shan and this Gemara, this Machloik is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in the bottom Tosfos on the Amud. Rashi says a very big Chiddush, or at least Rabbeinu Tam thought it was a very big Chiddush, and that is, in the event that somebody was found guilty of Shvuah's Bitoy Lehaba, Rashi says, Shteit on that Gemara, he would not be considered a Chashad al HaShvuah. Notice, the Gemara's Kasha was that when we're mentioning the chashud, we mention he's a chashud because he violated Shvuah's Eidos, Shvuah's Apekadin, Shvuah's Bitoy. How come we didn't mention Shvuah Shav? How come we didn't mention Shvuah's Bitoy? So Shvuah's Bitoy de La'avar, that's included in Shvuah Shav. But why didn't we mention Shvuah's Bitoy of Lahaba? And the Gemara said, because ki ktani shvuah dechi kamishtaba b'shikr kamishtaba. Aval shvuah's bitoy de'ikil meib the kushta kamishtaba le'ktani. So Rashi, you know what the Gemara means? To say, you don't become a chashad. Being that at the time that you uttered the shvuah, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, even though later you violated your shvuah, Rashi's lashon is that kafa yitzroi, and you're an enoi chashad b'kach. That doesn't make you a chashad al shvuah. Because at the time you swore, you really weren't swearing falsely. You're a chashad al shvuah in our Mishnah when you violate the laws of shvuah. Even though you eating later when you swore you're not going to eat technically is a violation of the laws of shvuah, but when you made the shvuah, because the kamashtab, it doesn't make you a chashad al shvuah, and as a result, there's not going to be a lach of shekinek de nishba v'noitel. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says, absolutely not. That's poshut. If a person violates shvuah, doesn't matter if it's shvuah's bita de la'avar, de la'haba, and like the Mishnah said, echad shvuah's eidos, echad shvuah's apikadim, echad shvuah's shav. All these cases are going to be a chashav. Why didn't the Mishnah mention shvuah's bita de la'haba? The Gemara says, because the Mishnah is zeroing in on a certain type of shvuah. Ki ktani shvuah, dechi kamishtaba, b'shikr kamishtaba. Akash of a Mishnah, poetic symmetry, I don't know. But it's a cheshbin in the Mishnah. Mishnah has cheshboinus. Lo zu afsu, right? You find all these different types of things that the Tanna, the Mishnah, sometimes does. And sometimes the Mishnah will give you a list, and there's rules and regulations of Do you make the cut or do you not make the cut? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a halachic reason that we didn't mention a Shavuos Bita de Lahaba. It's just simply in terms of the way that Tana the Mishnah was going about his geshaft. Either way, the Mishnah continued. It said, that in the event that this person was found to be a Masachik Vekuvya, Vechulu, right? What was the Vechulu? Or he was a Malva Beribis, he's a Mafricha Yoinim, he's a Seicher Shvias. These are all examples of making this person a Chasha. Says the Gemara Sulam Ali, why do we need this whole list? Meaning, what's the chiddush in Masachik Bekuvya, etc.? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Tana psula de iraisa, vikatani psula de rabbanan. The chiddush of this list is, these are all people that are psuli de rabbanan. And the truth is, this list is an infamous list, and it emerges in a few different sugis in Shas. You have it in Perek Zebayir, Masechta Sanhedrin. You have it in the sugis of Eidos and Masechta Rosh Hashanah regarding Eidos HaChodesh. So these chevra are a team, right? And they come together very, very often. This is one of the places they come together. But what do they have in unique? What they have unique is that they're all people that were considered chshudim, they were considered psulim, midrabanan. And that's the chiddush. Shmuas ha'edah, shmuas ha'pekad, and shmuas shav are all psulei de'iraisa. Mesachik pekuvya, and malva beribis, by the way, you would have to say, it's talking about a ribis derabanan, and mafricha yoinim, and seichre shvias, again, seichre shvias, you'd have to say, is only an issa derabanan. And the Rishonim worked this out in different places in Shas. But the bottom line is that this list is all psulei derabanan, and that's why they're singled out independently. Here, too, there's a major machlokes Rishonim. How to understand Pash Pshat and the Gemara. I think Pash Pshat, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that there's a distinction, there's a chilek between someone that's chashud because of Shvus Eid, Shvus Abakadin, and Shvus Shav, versus someone that's chashud because of Mesachik, Bekuvya, Mafricha Yoinim, etc. The first list, the first group is chashud midairaisa. The second group is chashud only midirabana. As if to say the first group can't swear midairaisa. The Torah disqualified him from swearing. The second group can't swear, but only midirabana. And as I learned in Rav Rishonim, stating that, just kedai to mention, there's a Tosfos in Perek HaGoyz Aleitzim, Daf Kuf Ches, in Mesechtes Bava Kama, where Tosfos says that even someone that's over Yisuri Deiraisa, he's a Gazlan Deiraisa, he was a Choshud Ala Shvua of Shvua's Eid, Shvua's Gan of Shvua's Shav, he's only going to be Choshud Ala Shvua Midirabonon. He doesn't become a Choshud Midirais. In fact, there's no such thing as somebody being a Choshud Ala Shvua Midirais because of some crime that he had done in the past. It's a fascinating idea. But Tosfos Shita is that there's no such musik midairaisa that you're chashad hashvo. Why is this interesting? Because there is a musik that a person could become pasul eidus midairaisa because of some sin that he committed in the past. So to be a chashud in Hilchas Eidos, that you find midairaisa, but to be a chashad hashvo, that you don't find midairaisa. There's a ktsois on this, tzadik beis aleph, there's a lot of raid on this. Pashat the chilik is that the reason a chashad is pasul eidus midairaisa is not because he's chashad to say eidus shaker, it's because his exeris akas of a rosh is pasul eidus, right? Just like a Karev is Pasul Eidos, so too there's a halacha that a Rosh is Pasul Eidos. It's not so much that he's chashud. It's not so much we say, oh, because he ate chazim in Mele, now we're worried that he's going to lie falsely in bed. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that if you ate chazim, you're a Rosh. A Rosh is a Gavra that right now is going to be Pasul Eidos. That's true in Hilchasay, it's not true in Hilchashvus. But Shitas Tosfos says that even someone that was found to have violated Isur Deiraisa, now that he's a chashud, he's only going to be a chashud mid Rabbana. If that's the case, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, Tana Psul Deiraisa, Tana Psul Rabbanan. It just means that, whatever, it's two different groups. One person is chashud mid Rabbana because of an Isur Deiraisa. The other person is chashud ala shvu mid Rabbana because of an Isur Rabbana. They're both chashud mid Rabbana. The Shaila is, how did he get it? Did he get it because he was over an Isur Deiraisa? Did he get it because he was over an Isur Rabbana? Right, this Tosfos in Bava Kama is a little similar to the Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned earlier. Don't necessarily spar any grace of halachas from the groupings over here. Right? Don't spar a halacha from the fact that we didn't mention Shvuz Bitu de Lahaba. Don't spar any halachas because we singled out Shvuas Eidah, Shvuas Abakadin, and Shvuas Shav versus Mesachik Bekuvya. There's a certain just symmetry that's going on in the Mishnah, right? That's just the way the Tana operates. The more we're sensitive to this, the more a lot of Gemara is just Pashup Shah. I'm not going to say sugi is a shas, but a lot of just gemaras, when you try to just rummage through a plot gemara, become a little bit clearer. But Al-Kopanim, another big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, right here. Zokti gemara, vayta, hoyu shneim chashudim. So the Mishnah said, what happens if they were both chashud? What if the Nitzvah was a chashud and the Teveya was a chashud? So it was a machlokes tana. The Mishnah said, Chazra Shvulim Kaimi Divi Rabbi Yosi, Rameya Miyachlaiku. So coin to Rabbi Yosi, Chazra Shvulim Kaimo, coin to Rameya Miyachlaiku. Now, this next exchange that we're going to have here amongst Amiram is interesting. And the reason is because it seems that Amiram didn't have such a clear girsa in the Mishnah the way we have. We have a very clear Mishnah. Machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Rameya, what you do if they're both chashud? Yosi says Chazra Shvulim Kaima. Rameir says Yachloik. But Amiram didn't really know who said what, and as a result, we have the next seven lines of Gemara. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava told Rav Nachman, Heichi Tanan. What does it mean? Heichi Tanan Zakrashi. Does Rav Yosi say Yachloiku and Rameir says Chazra Shvulim Kaima, or does Rameir say Yachloiku and Rav Yosi says Chazra Shvulim Kaima? Amalei told me Yodana. I don't know. He asked him a follow up question. He said Hilchas Amai. Who do we paskin like? Now the Rishonim speak Azeig. In the event that Rava and Rav Nachman would have known who said what, they would have known who the halach is. Because if there's machlokes Rameir Rav Yosi, this is easy. The halach is like Rav Yosi. The halach is almost never like Rameir, which is ironic, we've spoken about over the years, because Samish is Rameir, and Rav Yechon is halach, it's Samishnah. But again, Dvarim Atikin, but the halach is almost not like Rameir, and the halach is almost always like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is Nimukayimai. But the bottom line is, being that they didn't know who said what, so he's supposed to know what the halach is. If we know what Rameir holds, and we know what Rav Yosi holds, we know what the halach is. So it's really a follow-up question. And it's really only a question because we don't know the answer to the first question. But the bottom line is, they didn't know. It says more. Itmar, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, Amar Yachlik. Rav Yosi Bar Yumi said, I'll tell you what I heard from Nachman. Rav Nachman had said that Rav Yosi holds Yachloiku, v'chein Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oishia, Rav Yosi, Amar Yachloiku. Ikadami, some say Tani Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Yoshia, Rav Yosi, Amar Yachloiku, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Yumi, Oved Rav Nachman, Uvda Yachloiku. But the bottom line is, it seems that Amiram had that Rav Yosi said Yachloiku, and it's for that reason, Oved Rav Nachman, Uvda Yachloiku, once Rav Yosi holds Yachloiku, so that's going to be the halacha l'maisa, which is interesting because it's not the way we have it in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yosi saying Chazra Shvulim Kaima, and it's Rameir that says Yachloiku. Zokta Gemara Vayta Chazra Shvulim Kaima. So again, so if you have these two shittas here, what do you do when they're both Chashud al Hashvu? The Nitvas Chashud al Hashvu and the Teiveya is Chashud al Hashvu. So it's Machloikis. Our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yosi, Chazra Shvulim Kaima, Rameh Yachloiku, and the Gemara was in the reverse. But the bottom line is, Machloik is Tana. One sheet is Yachloiku, right? Shnai Mechs and Metal is Yachloiku. The other sheet is Chazra Shvulim Kaima. Now, what Yachloiku means is very self-explanatory. What Chazra Shvulim Kaima means, at first glance, sounds like Sisrei Torah, and the Gemara starts with a rhetorical question. Lehechan Chazra, right? The Shvuah should go back to where it came from. I mean, that's literally what the words mean. What does that mean? Where is it supposed to go? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabami. Rabami said, Rabbi Yisainu Sheba Bavol Amar. Did Hebez and Bavol all said, Chazra Shvul in Sinai. The Shvuah should go back to Sinai. Rabbi Yisainu Sheba Eretz Yisrael Amru. Did Hebez and Eretz Yisrael said, Chazra Shvuah Lemechuyev La. It should go back to the person that was Chaya Shvuah. So what do these two things mean? So first things first. The Rabbi Yisainu Sheba Bavol said, Chazra Shvuah L'Sinai. So let's see Rashi inside. Dibra Maschel L'Sinai. L'Shvuas Har Sinai. Sheshbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael La Loisigzo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai made the Yidden swear Loisigzo, right? Mushba Vayimim Me'ar Sinai. For who? Yifram Min HaKoyfram Mamalech Haveirai. And the Eibush himself is going to take care of business. Avol Bezdin Ein Neskokim Loi L'Shuv Loi Peroim. Bezdin basically says, listen, Yochai Yishvuah, you can't swear, I'm out. Zwei Drei Cups. The Eibush is going to have to take care of business. This is above our pay grade. Who Yishalim Schar? Right? This is basically what the Gemara is saying. What are you supposed to do? You have Zwei Chevra over here. You can't trust anybody. So if you can't trust anybody, you can't trust anybody. Is what it is, right? I mean, there's no other aid. So Chazra Shvuah L'Sinai. So the Lashon is a little bit funny, right? Chazra Shvuah L'Sinai. The Shvuah goes back to Sinai. It's referring to Mushba Vayimim Me'ar Sinai. I mean, forget about the Shvuah to Bezin. You swore to the Eibushter. Right, what's always the vart? You swear to Bezin. So Bezin's gonna now, you swore to me, okay, I gotta take care of business. I'm achroi now on this situation because you swore to me. You also swore to the Eivishta, and that's the Chazr Shvuah L'Sinai. Rashi's Loshin L'Sinai is L'Shvuas Har Sinai. I don't know if Rashi is like changing the gears a little bit. He's not changing the Gersa. But it's not Chazra Shvua L'Sinai, but it's Chazra L'Shvua Sar Sinai. Right? That's just the way Rashi starts. L'Sinai, L'Shvua Sar Sinai. As if the way you're supposed to read it, Al Kapanim, is not Chazra Shvua L'Sinai, it's Chazra L'Shvua Sar Sinai. Like it's just the tight Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. Shvua's not going back to Sinai. We're going back to the Shvua of Sinai, and that's the way we're going to play that out. Either way, that's what that means. What does the Rabbi Sinish Beres Yisrael hold? They said Chazra Shvua L'mechuyevla. Meaning, Zok Tehelig Rashi again, Al Zesh Ahoyde B'miktas, the person that originally should have been Chaya Shvua, who's not swearing because he was a Chashid. So what did we say? Shekinegda Nishba V'Noyta, the problem is also a Chashid. So what we do is we swing it back to the original person that was Chaya Shvua. Rashi says, Moyde B'miktas, but Slav Dafka, just an example. V'kivan She'enu Yochel Yishava, but being that he can't swear, Shari Chashud, because he's a Chashid, Yishale. So instead of swearing, he's going to pay. So according to the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat, it's a huge nafkamina. According to Rabbi Seinu Shabbat, Bavel Bezdin walks away, right? They basically recuse themselves from this case. It's above our pay grade. Davish is going to take care of business. You're not swearing to us. You already swore to Davish. So no, Davish is the Dayan. He's the Eid. He's the Yodea. Davish is going to take care of business. According to Rabbi Seinu Shabbat, it's all the Allah is going to be Mitoich She'ina Yachal Yishavim Hashem. So Rabbi said, Rabbi Seinu Shabbat, you want to know who the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel are? Rabbi Shmuel. We could put names to the faces. Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael. You want to know who the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael is? Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Rabbi Shmuel. When do you find that Rabbi Shmuel said this halacha that a papa knew this tzushtel that who are the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel? This Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Unzer Mishnah. The Mishnah said the chinah yisoyimim lo yiparu elu b'shvo. So the Mishnah said that in the event that Yisoyimim are going to collect from a loiva. So a malva died, he left over Yisoyimim. Yisoyimim now are going to collect. So the Mishnah said, HaYisoyimim lo yiparu ela b'shvua. That if the Yisoyimim want to go and they want to take payment, they can only take payment from the loiva if they swear. Now what was the shvua? So the Mishnah said three shvuas. Shvua shaloi pakadnu abba, v'loi omar lanu abba, v'shaloi matzinu ben shtaroysav shalaba sheshtar zeperua. Father never instructed us anything, he never told us anything before he died, and we never found a shtar anywhere that says that everything over here is perua. But the bottom line is, this is the halacha of the Mishnah. It's called shvuas ha-yisoyimim. V'chein ha-yisoyimim lo yuparu ela b'shvua. Right? It's a whole bunch of mechudish tiga shvuas that are, they all have names, by the way, in the suya shvuas. Ha-sofe shvuas, ha-nig shvuas ha-yisoyimim. See, the yisoyimim have a din shvua, that if they're going to now go collect from the loiva, they're going to have to make a shvua. V'avina, but now when the Bnei Yeshiva learned this Mishnah, they asked the following question. They said, Miman, when we say that the Yisoyimim have to swear, who are they collecting from? Ilema, mi loiva, are they collecting from the loiva? Feit gemara. The father could have gotten without a shvua. They need a shvua. Now Rashi says the case is where they have a shtar, right? That's for sure the case. They have a shtar. They just don't really know what happened. But they have a shtar. To the extent that the father would have been alive and he would have had a shtar, he'd be able to collect. So why should the yisoyimim be any erger? Elo, you have to say, Hachi kama, the case must be as follows. The chena yisoyimim, min ha yisoyimim, well, you paru elo b'shvua. It's talking about where the Yisoyimim are collecting from the Yisoyimim. Being that the Yisoyimim are collecting from the Yisoyimim, and the Yisoyimim that they're collecting from have no ability to taina because they don't really know what was going on over here. So here the halach is that there's a shvuas ha-Yisoyimim, ha-Yisoyimim lo yupara ela b'shvua, says the Gemara. The Rav Shmuel Dami Chavai, this is Rav and Shmuel kicking. They both said, lo yishanu, this halacha, that there's something called shvuas ha-Yisoyimim. When the Yisoyimim are being goyver from the Yisoyimim, is Elishem Meis Malva B'chai Yoloiv. It's only true if the Malva died before the Loiv. So again, it's Yisoyimim from Yisoyimim. That means the Malva and the Loiv both died. But it's only true if the Malva died B'chai Yoloiv. Avo Meis Loiv B'chai Malva. But in the event that the Loiv would have died while the Malva was alive, Kfar Nischayiv Malva L'bnei Loiv Ashvot. That would mean that the Malva, while he was alive, if he was going to collect on this loan, he would have had to have sworn. Why would he have to swear? Because the Halacha is Abal Yipar Menachsi Yisoyimim Lo Yipar Ela B'Shvua. So the Malva, if he was alive, would have had to have swear. What would he have to swear? He would have to swear that the money is really owed, right? That's what he'd have to swear, because the Yisoyimim don't really know, so he can't just collect, because maybe the money was paid. He'd have to swear that it wasn't paid. Okay, but being that the Malva, before he died, already had a din that if he was going to collect on this loan, he would have had to have sworn the ein adam meirish for the banav. So now when he dies, his yarshim cannot collect. And the reason that they can't collect is because ein adam meirish for the banav. A person, when he dies, he's meirish his nechasim to his children. But he can't be meirish something that involves the Yisoyimim needing to swear in order for them to be able to collect. And being that in this situation, the Malva was Chayav Shvuah, the halacha is Eino the Meirish, and then not going to be able to get the money. But Rav and Shmuel basically said that the only time there's a Shvuah HaYisoyimim is when the Malva, he would have collected B'chayav, he would have been able to collect without a Shvuah. But to the extent that the Malva would have needed a Shvuah in order for him to be able to collect, so then the halacha is that he doesn't have the ability to be Meir Shvuah, and being that he doesn't have the ability to be Meir Shvuah, so therefore they are not going to be able to collect. What do you see from here? What you see from here is that you don't say mitoich she'ena yachal l'shava mashale. You see over here. Well, let's see Rashi inside. The ein adam meirish. It's a long Rashi. Says Rashi, the ein adam meirish leban of mamon shumuchuyal v'shvuah. The halach is a person can't be meirish mamon to his children that he himself would have had to have sworn. Alma, what do you see from here? Hayo v'hu mechuyev shvuah shleyeskabalti chayvze. Being that the malva before he died, if he was going to collect, he would have had to have sworn that he never collected this money. The yisoyimim ein yechayvim lishavakach. The yisoyimim can't swear this, right? What could the yisoyimim swear? Elo shaloi pagad nuaba. Aber v'ein zua shvuah hamutalas alaviyem. That's not the shvuah that the father had. V'gam yasmi loy v'ein yuchayvim lishavah shapar aviyem. And the yisoyimim of the loyva also can't swear. So what's the halacha? Kamri rav and shmul shaloi paru. Rav and shmul hold that what you should do is just don't pay. Almas, you see from here, I'm a chuyiv shvuah. V'ein yuchayvim lishavah loy zeh v'loy zeh. Sfir lulu rav and shmul chazur shvuah l'sinai. V'ein kan loy shvuah v'loy piroi. And also what rav and shmul are saying is, what would that case? Halacha be in this case. Again, the Mishnah says it's something called Shvuas HaYisoyimim. When is Shvuas HaYisoyimim Negeya? When the Yisoyimim of the Malva have been given from the Yisoyimim of the Loiva. But Rav Shmuel said that's only true if the Malva died before the Loiva. But if the Loiva died before the Malva, being that the Malva for him to collect would have had to have sworn already, so right now he was a Mechuy of Shvuah, he can't be Meirish that Shvuah. As a result, the Yisoyimim of Malva can't swear. They can't swear. Because now they'd be mechuyev to swear the shvuah of the malva, they can't swear the shvuah of the malva. Right? They could swear their own shvuah. The shvuah is HaYisoyimim. Shvuah shloi pakadu v'shloi yomalanu. But the father was chayev a different shvuah. And that shvuah they can't swear. You know, the meirish shvuah the malva. The father could swear, but you can't be meirish that. So as a result, the Yisoyimim HaMalva can't swear. Yisoyimim HaLeva can't swear. What would they swear? They would swear, we know that our father doesn't owe you money. They don't know that. Nobody could swear. And Rav Shmuel, this is the punchline. That's not Mefurish in the Gemara. But Rashi speaks out. Obviously, this is the punchline. And that is, as a result, just don't pay. So what do you see? When you have two people that can't swear, Chazar Shvul is Sinai. So it's Mefurish and Rav Shmuel's halacha. So said Rav Papa, Rabbi Seinu Shebabavl said, Chazar Shvul is Sinai. You want to know who's the Chazar Shvul is Sinai? It's a little bit of a shtickle player. But it must be this Rav Shmuel, says the Gemara. Rabbi Seinu Shebabavl is Rav Abba. But Rav Papa continued and he said, you want to know who Rabbi Seinu Shebabavl is Rav is? It's Rav Abba. Which Rav Abba? The Rav Abba with the hey idea that who grabbed it was a person the chad of Naska Michaver. He grabbed the Naska from his friend. Also the Kameh the Rav Ami. This person went to Rav Ami. Just Rav Abba Kameh. Just so happens, Rav Abba's good fortune. He was right place, right time. He was sitting next to Rav Ami. I see chad sahado the micht of chad for mine. In the meantime, this person who had this Naska chad from him brought an eidechad that said that the Naska was chad from him. Now the chaper, the hahu gabra the chataf was there as well. Amale, and he told the person in Chatfi, it's true, right? He told everyone, Rabami, but everyone's there. He says, yeah, I chat, Chatfi, I took my own thing. So again, what happened? Somebody comes running into Ravami's court and he says, somebody went and he grabbed my Naska and I have an Eidechot to prove that he didn't. And the person says, yeah, it's true, I'm asking. But what I took was my own thing. And Ravami is presiding over this and he said, Heichi l'dainu daini l'haydin. Name, Lezel Shlim. Should we tell this chaper, go ahead and pay like a Trey Saadi? You can't, right? When it comes to Dine Mamadis, Al Pishnai made them Yakum W, you don't have to wait him. Niftere, should we say he's off the hook? Ikuchat Saada. There's an Eidechot. Can't just let him off the hook. Name Elazil Ishtaba. Should we tell him swear? Shavuos Eidechot. Of a kibun da Amar Michtav Chatvi. Being that he's admitting that he chapped. He's not contradicting what the eight said. He's saying, yeah, I know I have a leak of gas. He's like a gossip. Now, what does it mean he's like a gossip? Of course, he's not a gossip. What it means is that just like a goslin can't swear, this person can't either swear. The only time you can swear shvuz eidechad is when you're contradicting what the eidechad said. But this person's not contradicting what the eidechad is saying. He's telling the eidechad, you're missing information. You think what I took belonged to something else. One else. No, what I took belonged to me, right? In chatvi, v'didi chatvi. So as a result, like, what are you supposed to do? Right? Again, you can't implicate him because you don't have to wait. And by the way, Rashi speaks out, maybe you should implicate him because he was a moida, right? He was moida. Yeah, but he has a migu, he could have been quiet. What do you mean? How does he have a migu? He could have been quiet because there's no two edim against him. All there is an eidechad against him. An eidechad can't be mechayivim. But again, you don't have two edim being mechayivim mom. And his eidah spaldin, he has a migu, the ibaj shasak. You can't let him off talk because he's an eidechad. And you can't make him swear because he's not contradicting what the eight said. And Shvul Zeydach would only be true if you're contradicting what the eight said. So Rav Ami didn't know what to do. He said, Heichi l'dainu, dainu l'aydino. So Rav Abba was there. Amalei Rav Abba said, Have a mechuyev shvua, v'en yochel l'shava, v'chol ha-mechuyev shvua, v'en yochel l'shava, mishalem. Being that this person's really mechuyev shvua, mitoich she'en yochel l'shava, mishalem, said Rav Papa. So what do you see from Rav Abba? You see, Rav Abba's shita is mitoich she'ene yochel l'shava mishalim. If that's the case, let's go back to our Mishnah. In the event that they're both chashud, the nitva is a chashud. He's supposed to swear, right? He was a moedim and mixas. Rashi's case, and right now he's mechuyev shvua. Problem is, he's a chashud. Okay, shekinek the nishba v'noitels, one of the five nishba v'noitels. Yeah, but the problem is, he's also a chashud. So shneim chashudim. What do you do? What do you do? Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael said, Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava, the original Mechuyah Shvua, Mishalim. Who said that? Who's the one person we know in Shas who said Mitoich? It's Rav Abba. Oh, Rav Abba's the one that said Mitoich. Zeyi Gishmak. Now, one thing that would seem to emerge from this Gemara is that, number one, Rav Abba's Dumakar to Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava, Mishalim, right? That's what it sounds like. Because really, all Rav Papa's trying to find is, who are the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael that hold Mitoich? It sounds like it's Rav Abba, which is quite interesting. Additionally, Rav and Shmuel don't hold a mitaych. Right? That's what it sounds like. Because what did we do to demonstrate that the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael is Rav Abba? Rav Abba holds mitaych. It's not the same case. No shaykh. It's two completely different cases. But you see, Rav Abba holds mitaych. In Naskid Rav Abba, the whole Naskid Rav Abba is the case of mitaych. See, you see, there's something called mitaych. Hence, must be the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael who learned up the Mishnah Mitaych HaRav Abba. Rav and Shmuel learned up the Mishnah differently the way Rav Papa understood it. So it sounds like Rav and Shmuel don't hold the Mitaych. So again, this is some of the Rei that obviously requires a little bit more Ian. Either way, what's the bottom line? We have Machloikis Amoiroyim, how to understand the Shita of the Tanoim, which is that in the event that Shnei Machshud and Ala Shvua, Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. Does Chazur Shvua L'Sinai mean that L'Shvua's Har Sinai? That's what the Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel said. That's what Rav and Shmuel said. Or does Chazur Shvua L'Sinai mean mean Chazur Shvua L'Mechuyevla? And we're going to say Mitoich Sheni Yochel L'Shava Mishalim. So according to Rav and Shmuel Potter, that's the halacha. Bezin's not going to get involved. The Ebeshah is going to take over. According to Rav Abba, it's the Mechuyev Shvua that's going to have to pay. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Kavosid Rav Abba Mistabra. I have a Raya to Rav Abba, to Tani Rav Ami, ironically, from a Braisa, that Rav Ami Fakoiv. The Pasuk says, Shvua Hashem Tia Ben Shnei. Now, this Pasuk is talking about the Shvua's Hashem, but we're going to darshan it regarding all Shvua's. So, this idea that the two Chever, the two Balei Din, have this Shvua's Hashem, but we darshan Ben Shneim, V'loi Ben Ayarshan. That if the Yoshim are involved, then there's not going to be a Shvua. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? So again, we have a drush in the Torah that says that the laws of Shvuas are negeya the Balei Dinim, but not negeya the Yoshim. What is the case? Is the case where somebody went over to Yoshim and said that, you know, I gave your father a mana. And the Yoshim responded, oh, we know all about this. They were made to be mixas. And you're going to tell me, Shvuas Hashem Tia Bein Shneiem, V'loi Bein HaYarshim, that the Yarshim are not going to be Mechaya Shvuah. But the Gemara says, why not? Mali Hu, Mali Avua. The way Rashi explains is, Me'achashu Toyin Tainas Baru Lomei Neyachad Lishava. He's a regular Moed of a Mikzas. So if he's a regular Moed of a Mikzas, what's the reason that he shouldn't be Chaya Shvuah? Elo Lav, says the Gemara, the case must be, the Amal Eber, he told him, Mana La'aba B'yado Vicha. He told him that my father had given your father a mana. Omale, he said, Chamshin Yodano, V'chamshin Lo Yodano. Meaning, they weren't a regular Moedim Mikzas. They said, we know about half. And on the other half, they said, Eini Yodea. And in that case, what we're saying is that the laws of Shvuos are going to apply to the Balidinim, Shvuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, if they had had this exchange, but now that it's my father gave your father, it's Ben Ayarshim, now all of a sudden this law is not going to apply. So the Gemara says like this, E Amrit Bishloima, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me, Oviv Ki Ay Gavna Mechayiv, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that if you had this exact case between the Tatas, where a man goes over to someone else and he tells him, you owe me $100, and he tells back, Chamshin Yodan V'Chamshin Lo Yodan. I owe you 50 for sure. The other half, I don't know. If the halacha was in that case, that you would be chayiv on the other half. Now, what would be the rationale to be chayiv on the other half? Because really, you're a moedah b'mikzas. But you're a moedah b'mikzas that's in a yachal ishava. The reason you're in a yachal ishava is because you don't know what happened to the other half. And being that you don't know what happened to the other half, you're in a yachal ishava. Now, if the halacha is like Rabbi Abba, that any time you're a mechuyev shuv in a yachal ishava mishalim, so as it relates to the two fathers, the halacha would be that the nitva right now would be chayev. Thus, it's the rechot, mifta gabi yosh. So I need a pasuk now to tell me, yeah, shvuos Hashem tia ben shneim. Now, it's called not a shvuah here, it's a mechuyev shvuah. But the law of shvuah relates to Shneim, it doesn't relate to the Yarshim. Eli'i Amrit of Ge'agavna Nami Potter. But if you're going to tell me that there is no halach of mitoich she'en yachal ishav mishale, just does a halach in the world, chazur shvuah l'sinai, right, there's no such halach, then if that's the case, then ki'ay, Eli Amrit Aviv Ki Agavna Potter Kro Gabi Yarshim Lamali. So why do I need a pasuk for the Yarshim? So isn't this a raya l'chayrat Rababa? This drasha of Shvuos Hashem Tia Ben Shnei V'Libin Ayarshim l'chayr is talking about a case where the Yarshim are in a Yodea, and the pasuk's telling me when the Yarshim are in a Yodea, they're Potter. Everyone's Potter. Oh, must be no. Must be if the Bali Dinim had an any Yodea, they would be chayav. Chayev what? Shvuah? You can't swear if you're in any day. You're right. Hagufa. Mitoich sheni yachal ishava. Mishalim. That's true if you hold like Rababa. But if you don't hold like Rababa, you hold like Rav and Shmuel, right? That's what's emerging from the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel don't hold a mitoich sheni yachal ishava mishalim. So if you hold like Rav and Shmuel and you don't hold a mitoich sheni yachal ishava mishalim, that means the Shneim themselves wouldn't be chayev. They would also be potter. So if they would be potter, could move in the Yarshim, would also be potter. So why would I need a pasik to be memayit the Yarshim if Aviv ki ay gavna nami potter? Either way, this is a brisa, says the Gemara, that supports Rav Abba. So it's interesting. Rav Abba was the one who told Rav Ami, "Mitoich sheni yachal ishava mishalim," and the Gemara brought a raya to Rav Abba from a brisa that Rav Ami himself had fakar. Says the Gemara, "Rav Shmuel, hay shvuos Hashem mai kodash." What do Rav and Shmuel do with this pasuk? Shvuos Hashem tia ben shem can't be to be memai to Yarshim. Because aviv ki ay gavna nami potter kro gabi yarshim lomali. So what do they use it for? So the Gemara says, they use it for the following price. And this is a price that we had earlier on the Flamet test. Some of it, Shimon ben Tarfin. Shimon ben Tarfin said, Shvuah Hashem tia ben shneim, melamech ha-shvuah chal al shneim. What does that mean? It means the oynish of the shvuah. That the oynish b'dei shemaim of the shvuah is not only on the person that swears falsely, but it's also going to be on the person that was Toiveya, the person to swear falsely. And what did he do wrong? So Rashi already explained this on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, that you shouldn't loan money to a questionable character, which would have evolved into a Shvuah, and ultimately a Shvuah Shaker. But the point is, both of them are somewhat guilty, and both of them are somewhat complicit, and that's what we use Shvuah Hashem Tia Ben Shneim for, not to be Memayit, V'loy Ben Ayarshim. Shimon Ben Tarfin, now we just mentioned Shimon Ben Tarfin, this is not a name that you see every day, so the Gemara is going to mention a few, interestingly enough, Divrei Agada that relate to Shimon ben Tarfin. Number one, Shimon ben Tarfin said, Azora lo'ikev achar noyef minayin. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, if someone's an apotropis, lahargoloi noshim l'niyof. So this is a person that he gets other people to engage in niyof. How do you know that he is over in Azara? Talmud Omer, it says loy sinof, right? This is one of the Aseres HaDibris, and it's kari bei ki'ilu loy sanif. Not only Loisinaf, but also Loisana. So we know there's an idea of Lifnei Iver Loisita Mikhsha, which, by the way, is the first big sugi in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, which is coming up at the end of this week, Ezra Hashem. We're only a couple of days away now. But the point is that there's an idea of Lifnei Iver, there's an idea of being Misayeya, someone to do an Adera. This is like a drosha. Loisinaf, Koribet, Loisanef, that you're over Mamish, the Azara of Niyof. The Pasuk says, Vateirognu ba'ahalechem. What's this talking about? This is talking about the chet of the Meraglim. Davar be'itai. Amazingly, this gets tucked away here in these hard sugis of Mesach Teshvus. Now, the pasuk happens to be in Parshas Devarim. The pasuk says, Vateirognu ba'alechem, Vateimru besinnes Hashem ha'isonu, Hoitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lotzeis ha'isonu me'yadu ha'mer la'hashpidin. Right, this is one of the frightening psukim in the Torah. The Yidin ha'choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the reason you took us out of Mitzrayim is besinnes Hashem ha'isonu, because you hate, not because you love us, because you hate us so much. But either way, what does it mean, vateirognu? It's a funny word. So he said it's an utrikim. It's made up of two words. Tartem v'ginisem b'aholei shamakim. Tartem, you sent out spies, right? You had this espionage mission where they went to try to figure out what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, and you came back with a bad report. V'ginisem, and you were meganem, iloshen gnai, and what's aholeichem? B'aholei shamakim. Now, aholeichem means literally their tent. Oh, but the Shekhinah was shayer in their tents. So, another drasha from Shimon ben Tarfon. The pasuk is describing Eretz Yisrael, and it says it goes all the way to the Nar HaGadol, Nahar Peros. Now, Nar Peros is referred to here as a Nar HaGadol. So Shimon ben Tarfon said, you know what you see from here? Krav legabe dehino v'idhan. So this is an expression. What does this mean? That if you touch somebody that is oily, you too are going to become Mashuach. You're going to become a little bit of oily. Rashi says a kolema, right? If you ever needed a kolema, it's because Pras, Nahar Pras, is one of the four rivers that were Yotze Mi'eden, Lahashkes Esagan, as the Torah mentions in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. But it's the smallest of the four. Yet, over here, we refer to it as the Nahar HaGadol. What's so big about the Euphrates? Right? Sinishta Zaygrois. Oh, but the Teretz is because it's one of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. It's close to Eretz Yisrael, so that's what gives it its Chshivos. And this is another member from Shimon ben Tarfon. The Gemara says, Ve'er Rabbi Shmolta, in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to say this a little bit differently. They would say, Eved Melech Kemelech. The Eved of a Melech is like a Melech. So Nahar Peros is like the Eved of the Melech of Eretz Yisrael. And so for that reason, it's like the Melech. It's considered gross. Even though Be'etzim intrinsically, it's not so gross. But because of its Yachas, because of its relationship to the Melech, that's why we refer to it as big. We are going to stop here. Again, this last sugya here is really the sugya of Chen V'ni Alpen Kasa. And then we're going to finish off the latter part of the Mishnah. And then we're going to have a one daf perek to conclude the Masechta. And then we'll be starting Masechtas Avodah Zarah with Agadata after Agadata after Agadata. So I don't know if this is the calm before the storm or the storm before the calm. But either way, the dichotomy of the end of Masechta Shavuos and the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah cannot be greater. But for now, we have another intense rate bike. An Indian that we have to go through a little bit. So the last 2 days, we've been talking a little bit about Shavuos Eid Echad. So we're going to be Moisef Be'ezus Hashem a little bit on the raid that we spoke about. Additionally, as promised, we're going to try to tie together, you know, all of the aforementioned raid. So again, it all began with a Gemara, Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brought the Mekar to the halacha that in Eid Echad, although he's not Mechayev Mamon, he's Mechayev Shvuah. The Gemara said it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Avinu L'chol Chatas. And we learn from there, L'chol Avinu L'chol Chatas Hu De'enei Kam, Avul Kam Hu L'Shvuah. And then on top of that, the Gemara said, V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mechayevin Oysay Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayev Shvuah. So, if somebody asks you, how do you know Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah? So there are these two things you can pull out of your pocket. Number one, a drasha. Number two, a braisa. It's literally Yehuda v'Oit L'kra. A drasha. Lo yakum Eid Echad v'ish l'chal avinu l'chal chatas. L'chal avinu l'chal chatas hu de'ena kam avu kamul shvuah. And on top of that, I also have a braisa. Chazal, they coined it in this very, very nice phrase. Chal makim sheshnai mechayev enoisei mamayim. Eid Echad. And we mentioned that the Noida B'Yehuda, in a classic shuva, in Madura Tinyana Evena Ezra Simen, I involved, he said that what's the hoisafa in that braisa? Kol mokim sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamoin, edecha mechayv eshvuah. Right? Zeh klal la suye mai. What's that coming to be, Marva? I know the drosh. Lo yokim edecha be'ish, avul kamu l'shvuah. Kol mokim sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamoin, edecha mechayv eshvuah. So we said that the Noida B'Yehuda in his drosh said that there are three things, I think, that we know from that brisa that we wouldn't have otherwise known. Number one, and that's really the context of the sugya in Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and that is that although when it comes to Shavuos Moed B'Mikzas, there's a halacha you need hatayinu shtei kesef, that the toiveya is being toiveya shtei kesef, but when it comes to Shavuos Eidechad, as long as the toiveya is being toiveya a shava pruta, that in and of itself would be enough. And how do I know that? Because two Eidim that walk into Bezin and say that Reuven owes Shimon a shava pruta, he's going to owe it. So, komokam sheshnayim mechayv enoy seimom and eidecha mechayv eshvu. If I didn't have that braisa of komokam sheshnayim mechayv enoy seimom and eidecha mechayv eshvu, I wouldn't know that an eidecha could be mechayv eshvu by a shava pruta. Mechatei sanat? Moed b'mikzas is a din of atayim eshtei kesef. So maybe here too. Aber komokam sheshnayim mechayv enoy seimom and eidecha mechayv eshvu. That's the mesayr the chazal had. That's the pirish and the drasha. And that teaches me afilu a shava pruta. The second halacha that the Neid said, we know only because of that braisa, is what would be if you had two Eidim that walked into Bezin to be Mechayev Mamon, and one of them was found to be a Karev Apostle. Could the other Eid, the man who's left standing, could he be Mechayev Shvur? Now he's an Eid Echad, or could he not be Mechayev Shvur? Now we know the halacha is that if three Eidim would walk into Bezin, or even 100 Eidim would walk into Bezin, and Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, Eidus and Batel. But that's with regards to being Mechayev Mamon. This is a different shayla. Here the shayla is, could the Eid Echad be Mechayev Shvuah Al Kaponim or not? And the truth is, it's a big machloikis Rishonim in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Makis. Said the Neid Behuda, like the Rishonim that hold, that the Eid Echad can't be Mechayev Mamon. Why not? He said, Yesh Loima, it's from this Bryson. Because Kol Mokum Sheshnai Mechayev Noisei Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayev Shvuah. And what would be if the Eidah started with three and you were left with two? Would those two be able to be Mechayev Mamon? The answer is no. I have two kosher Eidim because these two were once shutfin with a third guy. And that guy was found to be a Karev Apostle. Nitpolo Ivrei Aveir, like Rabbi Kiva famously says in the Mishnah Makis, is like an Ivrei Aveir. And as a result, the halach is they can't be Mechayev Mamon. So this klal of komokum sheshnayim mechayv enoisim mamon echad mechayv shvuah tells me the same has to be true as it relates to Eid Echad being mechayv shvuah. That if he was once part of a gresa de chabura and they got knocked out and you're an Eid Echad now who ordinarily could be mechayv shvuah, you won't be able to because the shnayim bechaygavna wouldn't have been able to mechayv mamon, and that's what the komokum is. And says in the very gishmak that really when you think of komokum sheshnayim mechayv enoisim mamon echad mechayv shvuah, it's a boina. It's building up the koyach of the Eid Echad. It's true. But it's also knocking down. It's demoralizing the koyach of the Eid Echad as well. It's being malbin, this Eid Echad's panim berabim. It's saying you cannot walk into Beis Din and be mechayev shvua. Because b'chay gavna, the two wouldn't be able to mechayev mamon. As a result, you wouldn't be able to mechayev shvua either. Then the Rebbe said that yesh loyma, there's a third. And this is really the chelik that's negeya, the beauty of that tshuva. And that is, the Rebbe Yehuda said that, if you think about it, la'yokam Eid Echad be'ish l'chalavin l'chal chatos avokamal shvua. So why is it that the only time you find shvua Eid Echad is when it comes to dinei mamonis? How come if Eid Echad goes over to a woman and says, I was at your chasana, I know you're married, she has a right to be makhish by saying pnuya ani, and we don't say that, what do you mean, there's an Eid Echad, Eid Echad has come to shvu, you should have to swear. Why when it comes to other areas in Allah, you don't find shvu as Eid Echad? Why is it only by mammon? Said the Neid Bidu, it's because of the pirush of this Messiah. It's because komokam sheshnai mechayv and I say mammon, Eid Echad mechayv shvu, it's dafka by mammon, not by anything else. These are the three things that the Neid Bidu said. These are the reasons that Chazal, even though they had a drasha of Layakum Eidecha Be'ish, they had to come up with this melitza, this tanya, this braisa. It's not just like a simen, a good way to remember it. It's not just a good line. This is a line, a braisa that is loaded with information. Number one, Shvuas Eidecha is a filu of Hashava Pruta. Number two, if Nimtza Echad Mekarev Apostle, the eight can't even be Mechayev Shvuah. And number three, Shvuas Eid Echad is only true by Mamon. It's not going to be true by other things as well. But we mentioned that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer in his Evin Ozel in Perik Aleph, Halach Aleph, in Hilchos Toyin V'Nitin made a Diak Nifla in the Rambam. The Rambam brings both of these Chazals. Lo Yokum Eid Echad Be'ish, L'chalavin L'chalchatos, L'chalavin L'chalchatos, and But when the Rambam brings it, in reverse order from what, the way the Gemara brought it. The Rambam says like this: V'cheinim kafir b'akol v'amalei hayu dvar meyaydam ve'ed echon meyed shahayu hareize nishba menatayra mipi Hashmul lamdu shekam makam sheshnei mechayv noisay mamin echa mechayv shvu v'chein lamdu mipi Hashmul sheid echa lechol avin lechol chatasei nekam avol kamul shvu. And Rabbi Zalman said that from the fact that the Rambam first brought the Braisa, mipi Hashmul lamdu shekam makam sheshnei mechayv noisay mamin. And then afterwards brought the drush of it sounds like in the Rambam holds that the Mipia Shmu Alamdu is not the drush. That Chazal knew independent of the drasha of Layakam Edechav Ish Mechalav and Chalchatas. In other words, when you learn the Gemara, it sounds like Kamakam Sheshnai Mechayven Oisei Mamin Edechav Mechayv Yishvua is the pirish on the price. Now, maybe you just said, what do I need that pirish for? He gave three reasons. But in the Rambam, it sounds like it's not a pirish. It came first. It's a Mipia Shmua that actually is exclusive and independent of Lo Yochem Edachavish, because the Rambam says Mipi Hashmu Alamdu Shekamach Hashayim Mechayim Noisei Mamin, and then afterwards says V'chein Lamdu Mishenot. Chazal also had a drasha. Chazal also had a drasha. So the Mipi Hashmu is the pirish of that drasha. So said Rabbi Zalman, you see in the Rambam held that really Kamachem Sheshnayim Mechayim Noisei Mamin Enachem Mechayim Shmu is not a pirish on the drasha of Lo Yochem Edachavish. What is it then? Must be it's a Hilchas Gemirila. It must be it's Halacha L'Moish Mesinai. As if to say there were two different Eifanim where the Torah told us that Yishinu Edachar is Kam L'Shvua. They gave us Halacha L'Moish Mesinai and they also gave us a Pasuk. And the Kasha then is, why do I need the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai if I have the Pasuk? And why do I need the Pasuk if I have the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai? Now the truth is, that why do I need the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai if I have the Pasuk? That the Nei Behuda already addressed. So we know why I need the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai. Really, what we need to still figure out, now Rabbi Zalman doesn't bring the Nei Behuda, so his Avodah is a little undish from the way we work this out. Ayin Shom, Eilu Ve'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, Kamuvan. But what we need to still figure out is that if Rabbi Zalman was Meichiach from the Rambam, that Komokim Sheshnayim Mechayv Enoisim Mamin Erech Mechayv Eshvu is a Halacha L'Moish Mesinai. So what's the Toyelas? What's the purpose of the Drasha L'Yokim Erech Be'ish? If it's Halacha L'Moish Mesinai, L'Chayra, I shouldn't need the Pasuk. I need the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai despite the fact that I have the Pasuk. But if I have the Halacha L'Moish Mesinai, L'Chayra, why do I need a Pasuk? So we mention that Rabbi Zalman brings a Mahalach that he heard from Nechti HaRav Sheyichya. We also mentioned that the Nechti that Rabbi Zalman was referring to was his enakel, the liquid Rosh Hashiva, Reb Shneir, Kotla Zeichet Tzadik Levarach. So what was Reb Shneir's Mahalach? So we just need a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, Tziodua, the Rosh, in Shnai Moichsen, in Simin Gimel, he brings that the Maram Mirutenberg, based on a diak in a Rabbeinu Tam, said a very big chiddush l'alach, and that is that just like Eid Echad is mechayev shvua, so too Eid Echad would patter from shvua as well. So we're discussing the shvua of an Eid Echad. What is the shvua of Eid Echad? Modeli biyotcha, koyfer akol. I have an Eid Echad that says modeli biyotcha. You now have to swear a shvua deiraisa. Said the Maram in Rotenberg, the same would be true in the event that somebody right now is chayiv to swear a shvur deiraisa. He was a maid of a mikzas. He's a shemichinim that's tying gneva v'aveit. And he has an eid echad that's supporting his taina. He has an eid echad that's supporting the taina of Hoida and Kfir b'miktsas, or he has an Eidechad that supports the fact that it was Nigna v'nevad. Just like Eidechad has the koyach to be mechayah shvuah, so too Eidechad has the koyach to patah shvuah. This is what's known in yeshiva as the Eid HaMisayeya. That just like an Eid could be mechayah shvuah, so too an Eidechad could patah from shvuah as well. And the Maram in Rotenberg was medayikit from a psak in Rabbeinu Tam, of the heavy raya l'dvarav, says the Rosh. That the Rosh, who was a Talmud Ram in Rotenberg, said that the Rebbe brought rayas. He brought rayas to Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush from different gemaras. The first mekar that the Maram Rotenberg brought to this chiddush of Eidah Misayeya is the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The Gemara says Lo Yakum Eidecha Beish L'Chol Avoin U'L'Chol Chatos. It says L'Chol Avoin U'L'Chol Chatos Hu De'Enei Kam Avul Kam Hu Le'Inyin Shavuah. Said the Maram Rotenberg, you see that an Eidecha is Kam L'Shavuah. Sounds to me Bein L'Chiyuv Bein L'Ptor. The lashon of the drush is he's Kam L'Shavuah. To what? To be mechayev shvuah. That's what everybody knows. That shvuah zayin echad. But lechayra osna leptor. He said va'oid kal v'chaymer hu Ram Rotenberg. He said eza koyach meruba koyach hamuchzik oy koyach she'enei muchzik. Hevi yomer koyach hamuchzik im kein kal v'chaymer hu umak kisho ein mesayeya lemisha ein muchzik zoyke kesam muchzik v'shava kisho ein mesayeya lemuchzik kolshkein sheyifterenu min hashvuah. Said the Maram Rutenberg that I see from a psak of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam held that just like an Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua, so too an Eid HaMisayeya would partner from Shvua. And he said, Chav Tzvei Mekoyres of them. Number one, Lo Yochem Eid Echad Mishal Chalavin Al Chalchatos, Avul Komul Shvua sounds like Bein Lichiyuv Shvua, Bein Lipotim in HaShvua. And he says, if anything, it's a Kal V'Chaymer, Madach in Eid Echad could be Moitzi, Kal V'Chaymer in Eid Echad would have the ability to be Machzik. Now, Ram Rotenberger, third raya, and that raya we're going to get to in 1 second. But said Rab Shneir, to Zayd Rebbe says Alvin, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Pshat in the Rambam is that there's two dinim in Eid Echad. There's a din that in Eid Echad could be Mechayev Shvua. There's a din that in Eid Echad could partner from Shvua. From the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, from the Mipia Shmu of the Rambam, you would know one thing. You would know that an Eid Echad could be Mechayev Shvua. But how would you know he could pater Shvua? The answer is, Maram Rutenberg said that I know from the Drosha. That's why we needed the Pasuk, despite the fact that we have the Hilchasa. So we need the Hilchasa, despite the fact that we have the Pasuk. Rabbi Zalman goes with his Mahalach, but we're going with the Mahalach of the three shot him in the night of Yehuda. And you need the posit, despite the fact you have the Hilchasa, not to teach me that Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua, but it's to teach me the famous halacha of the Maram Rotenberg, which was Mechich from Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rosh brings in the beginning of Shnai Moichsim, and that is that there's something called an Eid HaMisayeya, that an Eid can go, and an Eid could pater from Shvua as well. So Mrs. Zalman brings this order from his Einikol. He says, I just have one problem. Because it would come out that the Shitas HaRambam is that there's something called Eid HaMisayeya. And he says the Rambam doesn't bring it anywhere in his Yad Chazaka. This is known as the Shita of the Maram in Rotenberg. This is known as the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not known anywhere as the Shita of HaRambam. And he says if the Rambam held Eid HaMisayeya is Potter, he should have told it to us. Rochel Bitcha Ktana. And it can't be that we only know it through Reb Shneir's Dik. In this Ha'ara of why the Rambam brought first the Mipi Ashmu of Kol Mokum Sheshnayim Mechayvin Oysa Moment, and only afterwards the Drasha of Vayokum Eid Echad Bish. So this is the great Ha'ara of Mrs. Alman had, and he said because of that he doesn't think this could be Pshat in the Rambam. Ayin Shom, he's very, very Meirich in what Pshat in the Rambam is, and in the Rambam Shita, does it hold of Eid HaMisayeya, does it not hold of Eid HaMisayeya? But regardless, this is really part one, again, tying up one of the loose ends of the raid of the previous days, but this ends really part one of the raid as it relates to part two. So the Maram in Rotenberg was mechadesh midivrei Rabbeinu Tam deid echad poitim in hashvua, that just like an eid echad could be mechayeh shvua, so too an eid echad could pater mishvua as well. And he brought three rayas. So far we mentioned two. He said number one, lo yakum eid echad beish l'chalavin l'chalchatos. He added to that, this is an achashish taim. He said it's a kalvachoymer. Madach in eid echad could be moitzi mamin kalvachoymer. There's something called eid HaMisayeya. And in eid echad would have the ability to be machzik mamin. And then the Maram in Rotenberg brought a real yeshiva raya. He brought a raya from Reb Chiya Kamaisa. So who's Reb Chiya Kamaisa? So again, these are the sugis that we're learning right now. So I think it would be malpractice if we didn't at some point mention Reb Chiya Kamaisa. The Gemara in Shnai Moichsim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says as follows: Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, "Mana debiyotcha." Somebody goes over to somebody, says, "You owe me a mana." Follow you owe me in lechav yadi klom. And the person's koy for a call. Ve'ho edim meiden oisoi sheyesh lechamishim zos. And then edim come, and the edim say that he owes him really half. So the person was koy for a call. He wasn't moedim in mikzas, but edim are coming, and they're saying that he really owes half. So what we have is a hoidah ben mikzas, but not al yidei the hoidah, al yidei the hadas edim. So the aloch is noisim lechamishim. Edim are saying you owe half, so obviously you have to pay half. V'yishav al vashar, and you have to switch shvus moedim ben mikzas on the other half. Shaloi tehei hoidahs piv gedoylo me hadas edim mikal v'chaymer. Because if piv has the ability to be mechayiv yishvu on the other half, it has to be that Edom should have the ability to be mechayev you on the other half as well. I'm skipping a little bit of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ma kal v'chaim." What's this kal v'chaim? Again, what's Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya is saying, "You owe me $100. I owe you 50. I owe you 50. I have to swear on the other 50. You owe me $100. I owe you nothing." Edom say, "You owe me 50. You owe him 50. Kal v'chaim, you're going to have to swear on the other half." Meaning, if Piv is mechayev shvua, kal v'chaim, Edom are going to be mechayev shvua as well. So the Gemara has a whole arichas. What's the kal v'chaim? Says the Gemara, "Uma piv she'im mechayev mom and mechayev shvua. Edom she'mechayev nois mom and in edin she'mechayev nois shvua." Gemara says, "What do you mean? Piv is not mechayev mom and hadas badin kamei Edom dami." And the Gemara goes on and on, and finally the Gemara says that the raya is that Piv is more that al kapanim, the Gemara comes out with what the kal v'chaimer is. The Gemara then brings a pircha on the kal v'chaimer. We'll do the shorter version of this. The Gemara brings a pircha on the kal v'chaimer. The pircha of the kal v'chaimer is malapiv shekeinu b'akchash v'azam. Toima be'edim sheyeshnam b'akchash v'azam. Right, piv has no akchash v'azam because piv is not just neman, but piv is neman yoiser mimeya edim. So you can't be makhish piv. If you can't be makhish piv, so piv in a way is better than edim. So the Gemara says you're right. Reb Chiya's kal v'chaimer was not from piv. Reb Chiya's kal v'chaimer was from ed echad. How so? Uma ed echad she'im mechayve mamin mechayve shvua. Edim she'mechayve noisei mamin ein oidin she'mechayve noisei shvua. You have to say, his kal v'chaimer wasn't piv, it was from Eid Echa can't be mechayev mamon, but it can be mechayev shvua. Eidim, that can be mechayev mamon, certainly should be able to be mechayev shvua. The Gemara says, no. Male Eid Echa, shekein al masha hu meyed hu nishba. And Eid Echa is mechayev mamon. But what's he mechayev mamon or? He's mechayev mamon on what he's being made. Eid Echa says, you owe money, you have to swear that you don't owe the money. Ta'ima be Eidim. What's the case of Moedim and Mikzas? Where you want that the Eidim should be able to be mechayev shvua on the chelik that they're not being made on. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't learn it directly from Eid Echad either. At the end of the day, the Gemara comes out that Reb Chiya learned his halacha from Etzad HaShava. He learned it from Etzad HaShava, from Piv, and from Eid Echad. Piv is Mechayah Shvua, Shvua is Meidim Miktsas, Eid Echad is Mechayah Shvua. If Piv and Eid Echad are both Mechayah Shvua, Kal V'chaim Mishnei Eidim are going to be Mechayah Shvua. Now you're going to say, Malo Piv, Shekein Einoi Bak Choshe V'Hazama, Eid Echad. You're going to say, Mal Eid Echad, that although Eid Echad is Mechayah Shvua, but it's Al-Masha who made it, Piv Yoichiyach. Piv is Chayah Shvua, not on what he was Moida, on what he wasn't Moida. Leiroi Zeh, Keroi Zeh, Leiroi Zeh, Keroi Zeh. Hatzad HaShavah Shabahen is that they're both Mechayah Shvua, Afani, Avi, Edim. Edim are going to be Mechayah Shvua as well. But the bottom line is, again, it's very hard to paraphrase, like one of the hardest in Mudim and Shas. But this is Reb Chiya's Halacha. Reb Chiya says that there's something called Edim B'miktas, where the halach is that there's going to be a shvur deiraisa. Says the Maran Merutenberg, I have a kasha. I have a kasha on the mahatzad of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. What's the kasha on the mahatzad of Reb Chiya Kamaisa? L'chayra malatzad ashava, as it relates to Piv and Eid Echad, that although they could be mechayev shvur, but they can't pater shvur. They could be mechayev, but they don't have the ability to pater, right? If you say that you owe half, now you're going to be chayev on the other half. But there's no haidah you can make that's going to get you off the hook of shvur. Eid Echad, the Torah was mechadish, could be mechayev shvur. But there's no such musig of an Eid Echad coming into Bezdin and saying, Eidus, now all of a sudden there's going to be no chayev shvur. Toima be'edim, that Edim, just like them mechayev, they also have the ability to pater. Edim are Edim are Edim. When Edim say something, it's game over. So Frank, the Maram in Rotenberg, I don't understand Reb Chiya of Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel and Daf Dalit fames Mahatzad, because I would argue ma lepiv eid echad, that they only have the ability to be mechayev, as opposed to edim that have the ability to pater as well. Now you're going to tell me what kind of mahatzad is that? Said the Maram Rutenberg, v'chol mahatzad parchinon koltuhu. Every time there's a distinction between the mahatzad and the dover alamed, we always ask it. Afagafta lehavi lekula v'lechumra.
Certainly this, which Lanias Daiti is a Pircha Chashuva. So says the Maram Rutenberg, what's Posh Pshat in Reb Chiya Kamaisi? He says, you know what the Pshat must be? Pshat must be that an Eid Echad could pater. Where could Eid Echad pater? Eid HaMisayeya. Said Reb Maram Rutenberg, this is my greatest raya to Rabbeinu Tam. This is the third raya to this idea. Because if you're going to tell me that an Eid Echad could only be Mechai if he can't pater, then Vos Zok Reb Chiya, that from a Mahat Sad, between Piv and Eid Echad, you're going to learn that Edom can be Mechayah Shfuah, L'chayah Malah Tzad, Hashavah, they can be Mechayah, they can't pater. Toimah be'edom, that could pater. The Torah says you have to say Eid Echad has the ability to pater as well. Where does Eid Echad have to build to be pater? He has the ability to pater as it relates. He has the ability to pater as it relates to Edom Mishayah. The Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Perichaval, this is Mamish classic Torah. So the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav Chavalev, he brings Ra'isi B'shita Mikubetzes. He said, I found in the Shita Mikubetzes above Metziah Da Beis Am Beis. That brings the Chiddush of the Maram Rutenberg of Eidam Isayeh. And he brought the Maram Rutenberg's Raya to Eidam Isayeh from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask Malatzad HaShavah Shavahen that they don't have the ability to pater. Toima Be'eid. Must be Eid Echad does have the ability to pater. How does he have the ability to pater? I Eidam say, "Freak the Shin Mekubetzes." What kind of raya is that? You have a raya from here to Eidam say, "You have no raya to Eidam say, yeah. You have no raya to Eidam say, yeah." What do you mean? Of course I do, because otherwise I have a great pircha. Piv can't pater you from Shvuah. Eid Echad also can't pater you from Shvuah. Says me, that's not true. Eid Echad could pater you from Shvuah. Also, you might to Eidam say, no. There's no such thing as Eidam say, but an Eid Echad could still pater you from Shvuah. So what are you talking about? He said, "There's one hechad timtza." When it's Shvuah, Eid Echad. What would be if an Eid Echad is being Mechayiv Yishvuah right now? And I bring an Eid Echad that says that I'm not Chayiv. It's Poshe, you're not going to be Chayiv Yishvuah. Because it's Chad Keneged Chad. So Freik the Shita Mikubet says, what was the Meram Rutenberg's Raya? That there's something called Eid HaMisayeh that kapat you from all the Shvuahs. Mechatesi, maybe the reason the Gemara couldn't ask Ma Latzad HaShavah that they don't have the ability to pat is because there is a Hechatim, so where they could. We're Eid Echad only when because then it's going to be one against one. And because it's going to be one against one, then you'll be able to. So said Ram Rutamer once. I said the Shita Mekubetzes once. Like, maybe you'll tell me, although it's true, an Eid Echad cannot get Eid Echad, that's probably only true if they came Bezman, Bezachas. If it came Bezachas there, the Eid Echad could be Makrish there too? I mean, you find sugis and shas where there's enough gemina between Bezachas, Bezachas there. But says the Shita Mekubetzes, it's not a taina. The reason it's not a taina is the only time there's enough gemina between Bezachas and Bezachas there is when the Eid Echad came and something happened. I mean, we did something about it. But if nothing was done about it, then Bezachaseh Bevasachas is the same thing. And being that over here, the person didn't swear yet, so nothing happened. So Mali Bevasachas, Mali Bezachaseh, the Eid Echad would always be able to be Makhish, the Eid Echad that's being Mechayah Shvuah. So what was the Meram in Rotenberg's Zeraya? That there's something called Eidam Eseh that could part you from all Shvuahs. La'olam not. I widened the Gemara's name, Malat Sad HaShavah Shavahen. It's because there is one Hechad Timtza where this is going to be the Halacha. Says the Ktsois in Shev Shmaitza. Or says the Shmaitza. That L'chayr, Omnon La'niyas Daiti Nira. It's posher to me what the Meram Rutenberg held. And that is, it's true there's a halacha in every single sugi and shas. And we're going to come full circle now. It's true there's a halacha in every sugi and shas, wherever an Eid Echad is believed, that he's only believed if there's no akhasha keneged another Eid Echad. But if there's an Eid Echad keneged an Eid Echad, then they're going to knock each other out. They're mamish as if they're not even there. That's the way halacha treats them. They bang each other out. Gamarnu, they're not here. Obert not when it comes to Shvuah, Eid Echad. You know why? Because the gedra of an Eid Echad b'Shvuah says the Shmaitz is different than the gedra of an Eid Echad in Kol HaTeira Kula. In Kol HaTeira Kula, the Yisoid of the Eid Echad is that the Eid Echad is coming to Shteltzu Nemonis. The Eid Echad is coming to give us Umdenus. So like this, we should know what's going on. But in Eid Echad b'Shvuah, he's a chefs of an Eid. There's one time in the entire Torah where the Torah was Mechadish that an Eid Echad is mamish like two Eidim. Now, it's not that we have the sheer nemonis of two Eidim. We have the sheer nemonis of an Eid Echad. But the point is, he is an Eid and he's operating b'toiras Eid Gomor. So when an Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua, he's an Eid. An Eid Echad that's coming to be Machish is not an Eid. An Eid that's coming b'toiras Eid is stronger than the Eid that's only coming to be Machish. You see, when you have two Eidim that walk into Bezdin, they're Eidim. And the two other Eidim come to be Machish, it's Trey or Trey, because they're both Eidim. But an Eid Echad is not Bechefza an Eid, with the exception of a Shvuah Eid Echad. So one Eid is an Eid and the other Eid is not an Eid. If one Eid is an Eid and the other Eid is not an Eid, that Eid is going to be believed. And this brings us back to the Rebbe we spoke about yesterday. L'mashal, by Eidus Isha, by Eidus Soita, there's a musik that in Eid Echad is Nebon. Eidus Soita is a pasuk in the Torah, the Eid Ein Ba, right? We trust Eid Echad. It's true, but when that Eid walks into Bez, then he's not being Nebon B'Torah's Eid, he's being Nebon B'Torah's Umdana. Shadis, we have a Raglaim L'Dover, we have to get over there. Top. So the way we get over the top is by this Eid Echad walking in. And the whole Raya is not Neman B'Teiras Eid. It's because you see, Apostle is Neman. Apostle is always Apostle Eidus. The Torah says, because we're not looking for your Hilchis Eidus. What we're looking for is the Umdana of Skupta Reis. Every time an Eid walks into Bezin and he's made, I have an Eid, I also have the Umdana. That's the Poyol Yoitz, it's the Teitzah of the Eid. When it comes to Eidus Nishon, when it comes to Eidus Saita, what I have over here is the Nemanus, it's the Umdana was come to rise, and it gives me enough Nemanus, enough Umdana for me to be able to go ahead now and to determine that this is what happened. And even though Ein Dovid Shel Ever Pachas Mishnayim, good, there's a Kosov, Yech Koich Biat Chomin, there's got to be reasons. But the bottom line is, the Daz Amitzias, then an Eid Echad can give me enough Umdana, enough Raglaim Ladover, enough Nemanus to assume that that's what happened. But the gather of that Eid Echad is, he's coming to Betayrus Umdana, Betayrus Nemanus. So says the Shmaitzer, what would be if another Eid Echad comes and is Makdashit? Well, there goes my Umdana, because now I don't know who to believe. It's he said, he said. So it's passionate, it gets knocked out. Good, you have to learn the sugis. But the bottom line is, the musik of an Eid Echad being makdash another Eid Echad is passionate and smarter. Because vos habich v'na an Eid Echad? I have an Umdana. Okay, so if an Eid Echad is saying fakad, now I don't have an Umdana. Back to the drawing board. So that's why in Eid Echad back choshes v'loy klum, says the Ksois, because I'm left without an umdana, habich garnish. But in Eid Echad b'shvua is an aid. You're a chefs of an aid. You're not. You're mizrach l'mayriv. You couldn't be more different if you tried. You have a whole different DNA. You have a whole different in a situation like that, one aid is a real aid. The other aid is coming merinish to go be makrish. You can't be makrish. You can't just be makrish aidim. Yeah, two aidim can be makrish aidim. That's because they're both aidim. But over here, the makrish, that person is not an aid. Unless you say what? Unless you say what the Meraber Rotenberg said, that there's something called an Eid HaMisayeya, that is a musig, that an Eid has the ability not only to be Mechaya Shvua, but to Pater from Shvua. Meaning the same Torah that was Megala to us, that he's Kamu L'Shvua L'Chiv, also told us that he's Kamu L'Shvua L'Ptur. So Kumtois, the makrish, the aid that's saying it didn't happen, is the same aid. So now it's a chad keneged chad. It's no different than trey or trey. Oh, that was the Meraber Rotenberg's raya. The Shita Mekubetznes asks, that what's the raya to the Meraber Rotenberg? L'chayra, what's the raya to the Meraber Rotenberg? Avada in Eid Echad is not misayeya tapata from Shvua. But in Eid Echad, back choshe keneged Eid Echad, in Kola Teira Kula, Gan Shas, you find Eid Echad's being makrish Eid Echad. So that's where you find Eid Echad back choshe. The teretz is that it's not going to be true as it relates to Shavuos Eid Echad. Shavuos Eid Echad, being that Eid Echad is being made, the teretz Eid, so there in Eid Echad would not have the ability to be makrish, unless there's something called Eid HaMisayeya. This was the third raya of the Meraber Rotenberg. This is the Va'oid Hevi raya. He meant this because he was going with this Anacha. But again, just to bring out this Clarkite again, and that is, I mean, we're getting close to Kasha Lai Predaskim of all this race. We're hopping around here last second, right? But the bottom line is, just to wrap up a little bit, we've said that, you know, when you talk about Eid Echad, so you have an Echad Amid Bisurim, you have the Eid Echad by Eid Isha, by Eid Saita, you have Eid Echad that's Kam L'Shvua, Loiroi Zeker, Roi Zeva, Loiroi Zeker, Roi Zeva. Right, Eid Echad Amid Bisurim, that's not even Eidos. That's Chusla Bezdin. That's not even Eidos. As it relates to Eid Echad by Eidos Soita, Eid Echad by Eidos Isha, the gather of that Eid Echad is, it's just shtelling to Arglaim Ladovar. It's shtelling to Namonos. It's just shtelling to a certain Clarkite. It's not Paterus Eid Echad. It's not Paterus Eid Echad. That's not what it is. It's just giving me Namonos. The Haraya Psulam on Namon. It's just that we're going to paskin the shayla based on what we think happened, and we're going to use the testimony of an Eid Echad to give us, just like if you brought a piece of circumstantial evidence, right, in the Ziploc bag, we'd like to present the jury this piece of evidence. The Eid Echad is like gara from a piece of evidence. That's all, you put him in a Ziploc bag and you bring him into court. That's what he is. He's a piece of evidence. He's not an aid. He's a piece of evidence. That's what he is. And that works in those parishes. And then there's Eid Echad that's come with Shvua. That's a Hilchus Eidus. That's a Hilchus Eidus. That's a Chiddush. Because usually you need two Eidim. Aber da steht, Lajokum Edecho Beishtoch Alamen Al-Chattas, aber Kamu L'Shvu, Kamu L'Shvu, and Edecho is Kamu L'Shvu. What does it mean? It's Mechai L'Shvu. Ram Rutenberg said, he goes to Kabir and Edem Isayeya, aber L'Maisen is Kamu L'Shvu. The one Kasha, I just want to mention this, so Reb Shach and Abiyaz, right in the beginning of Hilchas Toim V'Nitten asks this Kasha, and I saw some of the Farshe, and the Farshe Ashmaitza, bring this Kasha from G'dayli Achroinim, the one Mutcherai that you have in the Shmaitze is that if the Shmaitze is never gone for such a davar pasha, that it echad that's kam l'shvua, that's a eid. But when it comes to eidus isha and eidus soit, that's not really an eid. So how is it that we had in perek shvua sa eidus that there's a parasha shvua sa eidus when it comes to eidus isha? Right? The Gemara said eidus isha, being that it's negei yuksuva, there's a parasha of shvua sa eidus. How could it be a parasha of shvua sa eidus as it relates to eidus isha if all it is a piece of evidence in a Ziploc bag? Shvus Eidus requires Eid, Ayra, Yada, Imlayagiv, and Asavayna. It starts with the fact that you're an Eid. If you're not really an Eid, how's it Shaykh? So, Beis Hashem, if we have time, that will be the topic of the raid tomorrow.